Welcome to Hollywood Deli. I'm your host, Blue. We got to figure this thing out.
So I'm still trying to figure out the Nicki Minaj drama. Do you know why she's beefing with Coi Leray? You ain't doing no research. Why is she beefing with that girl? She's like half your age. Damn, I'm not aging Nicki Minaj. Yeah, that's what it is. She just like beefing with everybody. Like, she's beefing with Francine from the Jamie Foxx show.
Nick ain't mentally stable anyway. See, she always identified these pedophiles.
Yeah, true.
She always, you know, you're on your track, what's in you? Something wrong with her.
Yeah, it's like she goes towards the negativity. She's like, she has like these phases, like she's like kind of bipolar. Like, moments she's being positive, and maybe that's typical. I don't know if that's typical temperament, you know, because one moment she's being positive, and the next minute she just like she, it seemed like she was going towards woman empowerment with this freaky, super freaky girl remix, and then it just went fucking left. But then also they were saying like a lot of people was hating on it, like the people, like other female rappers that weren't invited on it. And I'm like, all right, Nicki, why is everybody fighting for your attention? Because you're a legend. Why not act like a graceful legend and say, all right, girls, I see y'all chopping at the bits to get on this remix. Make it work for you. Open the beat again to the other girls that didn't get on it, that want to be on it.
Song just ass, I'm sorry.
It is.
Just a Rick James saying, it's so basic. You heard it, you can't touch this. Speaking of Nicki Minaj, she just dropped her thoughts on the murder PNB Rock.
Yeah, she was cool with him.
Mind if I read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
After Pop Smoke, there's no way we, as rappers, or our loved ones are still posting locations to our whereabouts. To show waffles and some fried chicken? He was such a pleasure to work with. Condolences to his mom and family. This makes me feel so sick. Jesus. Sleep in paradise. Hashtag PNB Rock. That's from the death of Nicki Minaj.
But here's the thing, right? She's 39, right? Mm-hmm. Cardi B is less than her. Like, Cardi's probably like 10 years younger than her, right?
Mm-hmm. We all are.
And I'm going to tell you what Cardi said. Cardi said, we shouldn't be blaming his baby mom for this. He was in a bad location, and all we should be doing is extending her condolences and his family. That's what you're supposed to be saying. Nicki's in a negative spot because she's sitting here blaming the baby mom without saying it, but we know what you're saying because we saw what she posted.
Now, mind you, just said on Academics Podcast, not long ago, said just last week, he almost got the same situation. It may be the girl.
It may be. I remember I said that. I think she set him up.
And then for Nicki said, like, Nicki had a genuine relationship with him.
Yeah. So maybe I shouldn't beat down on her.
No, in this case, not for her, not her response. Now, the other fuck shit, that don't trump all the other fuck shit she was doing.
I don't understand what the issue is with why is she beefing with these younger girls. Like, why can't she grow up and just understand, like, they want to collab with you because they know that you hit a market that they haven't hit.
Yeah.
And just take it as a compliment.
It's sign of respect, due diligence, because the game could just completely pass you and everybody just look at you as a old, like how they try to throw at Jay-Z when they ain't got nothing to say. They try to call you old and try to do it.
Yeah.
Make the game go, because they could do that too. But they still embrace you. They still want you to come twerk in their videos. Well, they want you to struggle twerk in their videos with them.
Yeah, this is, I don't know. She just doesn't have anybody.
She's intimidated.
Yeah, she doesn't have anybody to tell her, like, yo, you looking crazy out here.
She don't got no genuine adult friend, is what it feels.
No, she doesn't. Like, you just had a baby. Rihanna just had a baby, and she's just looking phenomenal. And she just, like, Rihanna's moving the way a woman that just had a child moves, like, in peace.
Difference between Rihanna, yeah, because you know, you bring that turmoil, that baby's in your world, you bring that turmoil around you, and you get that child in your world too. Difference between Rihanna and Nicki also is this. So another thing, this difference between Rihanna and Nicki is this rap shit is all Nicki got to eat off of. The endorsements dried up. Rihanna don't gotta make music ever again, and she's still a Billy.
Yeah, I think that's why they're moving different. Yes. Yeah, because her money's different. So like, what? And Nicki admitted that she was like, she admitted that she felt bad about how her career went and how she didn't focus on the business like Rihanna did. And here's the thing, she's stressed out because there was a clip, I told you, that the baby daddy was on a stage with her son for whatever reason, and you could see her shooing him away, and he like kept like saying something. She like was cussing him out, like telling him to get the fuck back.
Well, she don't nobody know your kids, what they look like.
Well, we already know what Papa Bear looked like. She posted him. We know what he looks like. We just don't know what his real fucking name is. Probably named him after that guy. He looks just like the dad. He don't even look like Nicki. He looks like the dad.
She like that one old basketball player still chasing that chip in season 15. Like, this is a show. If I don't get it this time, it's a wrap.
Yeah. What do you think about Kanye West and Gap and Adidas? Like, now all those relationships are in turmoil.
Okay. I'm going to say this. Look, you got to separate the Kanye, the maniac Kanye, mm-hmm. the rant Kanye, and off his mask Kanye, and look at the gist of what he's saying.
I can see it.
Nobody was wearing Adidas. Till Kanye came with the, to this day.
They was wearing Adidas, but not sneakers like that. Not sneakers. They was wearing Adidas. Like, yeah.
Yeezy brand is what Adidas lit. That's their, they thrive off of that. Mm-hmm. Why can't they offer Yeezy a deal like Nike offers Jordan a deal? You get what I'm saying?
Well, why can't he sign deals like that? Like, he already knew his worth when he left the Nike deal. Why are you just signing any old deals?
Well, we didn't know Yeezys were going to be what they was till years later. What I'm saying is, separate the Kanye we have come to know and look at what's right in front of us right here. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, Adidas is trying to release sneakers that's based off of his design, but some is Adidas. Mm-hmm. You're devaluing his brand. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but not necessarily, because people like me, you, we want the Yeezys. We don't want the emulations.
Like, man, you know, some people are like, well, it's like everybody was quick to buy the Walmart foam runners. You get what I'm saying?
But he knew that this happens all the time. Like, when your wife does it, she steals from lower designers and takes their concepts and puts her face, slaps her face on it. You know that this is what happens. Well, she's not your wife anymore.
I'm saying is, Yeezus would never jumped over Jumpman if he wasn't there.
No, it wouldn't have.
Now, I'll be like, fuck it. Take the $1 billion buyout. A lot of people said, take the $1 billion buyout and run back to Nike with the experience you know now and negotiate a better contract. Because Nike will take you back in a heartbeat.
You think?
Them Red Octobers that he made, mm-hmm. people were buying them off people's feet for thousands of dollars. No more have been made.
They ain't even all that, though, when I looked at them. Mm. They're not it. But they was it for the time, but... Mm.
But who's to say, had he had time to evolve for years and years, the sneakers, what they could have evolved to? I'll take the $1 billion buyout, go back to Nike and negotiate a better contract. Trust me, they'll take you back. They have Drake and Kanye on your sneaker label?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, I mean,
in the gap.
But here's the thing, though. If he does that, he doesn't. I don't think he has rights to those shoes that they have.
We don't care about the shoes that's already made. We gonna worry about.
Yes, this. They do, Chris. Those are your video game replayability. They're resellability.
Let me finish this. Now he go in there and cook up some new coke with them. His visions with Nike's raw materials. Mm-hmm. Who knows? They can cook up. We can have something. We gonna be wearing for until 2050. Some shoes.
You have a lot of faith in him. I don't.
I do, cause like I said, I separate the Kanye we know and like and dislike with the Kanye that's I know the difference
between I don't dislike him. It's more or less like I feel like I don't know. I just feel like he might have reached his peak, and now I'm being a little biased because I'm kind of basing off of the clothes that he's put out.
The shit's selling out. The day that it came, the day that they posted.
I'm not negating that.
That he signed with Gap. Before a
dead they were sold out.
Yeah, they saw the shit that wasn't even made. The stock went up that day.
Yeah, I'm not saying that he can't sell. I'm just saying that I'm not impressed by the product. Like, he hasn't put out any sneakers. I mean, the ones with the wavy sole, I got the concept, but I was like, they don't look comfortable to walk in comparison to them. Like, which ones we got?
I don't know the names. The 350s, the
350s, the 380s. Those are comfortable. My chiropractor was wearing those.
I already say, I've been to some business facilities. Those same wavy sneakers you talking about, mm-hmm. The rich doctors, they wear them.
I got to buy something to see what I think, but I feel like they won't be comfortable.
But the reason is also availability. We can't just walk into the store and find these shoes.
No, we got to go on StockX and risk it in fake ones.
And that's why I do want to do the buyout. I think if Adidas buys them out, all of them, we could see them sneakers on shelves more. They would oversaturate.
He playing it right. Like, don't take the immediate buyout. Mm-hmm. Like, make them fester and want to get rid of you and want to get rid of you so badly that they'll pay you what you want. Like, I think he's been doing this long enough that he could get, like, they should give him $16 billion. Or more.
Because they're going to make way more.
They're going to make way more once he leaves. Because, you know, it's like when he leaves, it seems like the stock going to go up.
They go wherever he go.
You know? So, I don't know. I just think he...
Look at the Yeezy. For instance, look at the Kanye effect to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She's a regular runner.
She's still getting invited to the fucking VMAs, getting awards.
Behind that.
Not doing shit, but getting the mic snatched from her.
Look at what happened with Keeping with the Kardashians. That show was on life support.
All right, let's talk about that. That's what I want. I'm glad you brought that up. So the Ray J rant, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not listening to it. Because you know, like when you have something on mute, mm-hmm. And you can see, like, oh, this is going to be a shit show. That's what I thought at first. Then the details came out through a vlogger that I was listening to. So he dropped receipts. He showed the contracts. The show was on Hulu was promoting that she didn't know about these additional sex tapes. That was a lie.
No, she took a lie detector test.
And Chris took a lie detector test saying that she didn't have nothing to do with it. Which was a lie. So there was three sex tapes, Ray Day said. Kim was all aware about it. He showed her signatures. It was her mom who picked the sex tape that was to be released because she felt that's the one that Kim looked best in. That's disgusting. As a mother, to sell your daughter off like that.
So do we think Kanye crazy for his time and what he said? Y'all ain't gonna have my daughter doing porno?
But here's my thing. Why you plant your flag there if you knew that was what was going on?
That's here nor there. He had kids with her. He was in love with her time. That's it. We can't keep faulting that. That can't be undone. You know, we're talking about right here, right now, the parents that the mom is doing.
I'm not saying that it could be undone. I'm just saying it's a dumb argument.
Ray J ain't got nothing to gain from this. Kim already got the stardom she got off it. The money made up the tape is already there. He can't get no more money from this. So why would he bring this up if it ain't the truth?
I don't know why he's bringing it up. You know, I don't know why he did it, because if he did his research and had somebody in his corner to tell him, he was the star. He devalued himself by doing it, because the sex tapes never benefit the men. Even if you're a white man, it don't benefit you. Look at Paris Hilton's. Nobody knows who she slept with in that video. Look at Pamela Anderson Lee. Nobody was checking for dirty ass dick.
All you want to see was Tommy Lee. Paris' little toothpick ass and her little eight cups. Her little lower eight cups. And her flat board butt. That's all we
want to see. Nobody was checking for any of that shit. So, like, he didn't understand his position. You were Brandy's brother. Brandy was the top R&B singer at the time. Second to Whitney. Why would you go that route? You was getting looks like outrageous. Like, you had a fucking Little Kim feature.
And you had One Wish, the song you can't ever sing again. You hit the nooks. You had a billboard hit. You was the lowest hanging fruit, and they clinged on to you.
Yeah. Just, you know what it was? They fed on your ego.
Yep.
You wanted everybody to see how big your dick was so bad. That's what it was. Anyway, make sure you like, subscribe, make sure you leave 5-star rating, and y'all have a good night.
One wish.